consignment clothing. Looking today for a high of 80 after a low this morning of 49, it's 55 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The New York Times reports that Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito flew an upside-down American flag in his yard after the January 6th storming of the Capitol. The inverted flag is a symbol of the Stop the Steal campaign, alleging President Biden stole the 2020 election. Jody Cantor reported the story for the Times.
The question of whether or not one or more of these justices are biased is a huge one.
Alito says the upside-down flag was his wife's response to a neighbor's use of objectionable and personally insulting language on yard signs. Powerful storms leaving four dead and widespread damage in Houston. Power out to 800,000 in Texas this morning and another 150,000 in Louisiana. President Biden says he's taking steps to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug under federal law. Honda recalling more than 185 years. The issue is with the rearview camera wiring. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State lawmakers are renewing their call for a task force on missing and murdered Black women and girls in Wisconsin. Call comes at the same time that more dismembered remains believed to be Shardae Robinson's were found in Illinois. Representative Sheila Stubbs has tried and failed to move the bill forward for 3 years. Vice President Kamala Harris in Milwaukee Thursday reminding Black voters in particular what the Biden administration is doing to boost jobs in the economy.
We are dropping trillions of dollars on the streets of America right now. To build back up our roads and our bridges, our sidewalks, to invest in a clean energy economy.
Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll the economy is their top issue, but only 14% of Black voters in the state think the economy is doing well. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland County Veterans Monument Committee invites you to a special dedication. It was and is the mission of the committee to make sure all veterans have a proper headstone. Richland County Veterans Service Officer Karen Knock says this has truly been a community effort.
The community has truly chipped in, and some even have volunteered to help place the headstones once they've arrived. And it's just been an outpouring of generous donations that we were able to do this for the first 28.
A dedication of the first monuments will be held this Saturday at 1 at the Richland Center Cemetery. Ron Fruit will introduce each of the veterans who received a headstone, and local veterans will perform a 21-gun salute. Maps will be available for those attending to be able to view the headstones. Knock advises all those planning to attend to be aware of an adjusted location to the normal veterans programs at the cemetery due to construction. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers head to Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Houston to open a three-game weekend series against the Astros. Last night, thunderstorms with winds up to 75 miles per hour and heavy rains left four dead and over 1 million without power in Houston, and a leaky roof at Minute Maid Park. The Astros managed to win 8-1 over the A's. Manager Pat Murphy was asked if the Brewers' bullpen showed any improvement during their most recent homestand.
You know, I think Piamps showed some signs. Koenig continues to be another unknown that nobody knew about that's thrown the ball great. Yeah, I was happy for White there at the end, too. Don't know much about him, and you know, it looks like possibility of him helping us. So.
NFL fans and vendors now making plans around the Packers game schedule for the fall. Five games in prime time, including Thanksgiving. Next week, the players report for OTAs, organized team activity practices in Green Bay. Six of the Packers' draft picks were signed this week. Three more left to go. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We are heading into a fantastic weekend. Today, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 79 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 55. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. Then on Sunday, more sunshine with a high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area in hour number two, Zombie Cicadas, coming to a neighborhood near you. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. It's looking like we're going to have some beautiful weather for the weekend.
Yeah, man, a stretch of good weather as well it should be. It's the middle of May, and if we can't have good weather, a stretch of good weather in the middle of May, something is really wrong. So let me begin by saying yesterday I had a great opportunity. I was Vice President Kamala Harris was in Milwaukee, and there was a select group of people who were invited, as she had a conversation, an interview, if you will, with a comedian, a national comedian, at Discovery World. And I forgot the guy's name, but anyway, yeah, I've heard, you know, constantly they talk about how, you know, not very bright the vice president is. And, man, they really don't know. She's a very bright woman, very accomplished woman. And she certainly showed that. D.L. Hughley, a national comedian is his name, who interviewed her. She travels around the nation talking about, you know, what President Biden and she has accomplished. And she did a spectacular job. She's a very, very bright woman. And so for those who, want to mock her and say that she's not very bright, I guarantee you, if you stand her up next to the guy who's running on the Republican side of things, she will mop the floor with him. The aptitudes don't even come close. I'd also say that it was such a refreshing, you know, opportunity that, from what I understand, they're going to be coming back and forth, President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. And I've been promised an interview on my show with the President of the United States. So I'm really kind of excited about the fact that at some point in the near future, I'm going to be interviewing President Joe Biden. So, and at the same time that was going on in Milwaukee, the Republicans had concocted a scheme that they said, well, okay, well Kamala Harris is in Milwaukee, let's give away free gas. to those people. And so they were giving away, Calvin, $25 worth of gas to the first 100 people who would line up to get $25 worth of gas. In essence, we're going to see if we can buy those people's votes. We'll give away free gas.
Yeah. I don't know about that one. I don't think I'm waiting in line for one tank of gas.
Well, they had 100 people, and they gave away, this gas, and I guess they figured maybe if we got 100 votes, it might make a difference. But man, it's $2,500 is about what $25 a gallon and 100. I'm not good at math, Calvin.
If they gave away $125 gas cards or whatever they were doing, yeah, that'd be $2,500.
$2,500, and maybe they figured that investment will make a difference. But anyway, strange day on yesterday in the city of Milwaukee. But I'm joined by Mr. Don Brown. He is the Saturday morning show host of the Don Brown Show.
This Week in Waukesha.
Oh, This Week in Waukesha.
I'm not a celebrity like you, Earl.
So no, I'm not that. And I'm just an average guy. But anyway, This Week in Waukesha. And so good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm great, Earl. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
All right. So Sandy's on the road. He's a crew guy, and so he is a coach with a young crew team, and they're on their way to competition. I think it's in Cincinnati, so he'll be returning on Tuesday. So, Don, you wanted to talk about a story that's been floating around the state of Wisconsin for several days now. It's about a young track star who has been denied his eligibility because of a rule that states that parents have to live in a certain place, both mom and dad, in order for a child to compete. This is a story that, rules, people say rules and rules are rules and rules shouldn't ever be changed, but this is a ridiculous.
It's not the spirit of the law.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about what it is.
So the young man's name is Josh Anwunili from Campbellsport. He was born and raised there, both parents. And after his freshman year of high school, he moved with his parents to Ghana to do mission work, mind you, Christian mission work. Not that that should matter, but I know politically people talk about family values and being good Christians or whatever your faith is, but he decided to come back to finish, to prepare academically and athletically, finish high school and go to a good college.
Yeah, been gone for 2 years.
Yeah, and he came back on his own. The parents remained, although the mom's moving back this week. And he's just killing it. He's considered one of the best 100-meter sprinters in state history, which is also interesting. His coach, Derek Toshner, has been very outspoken about what a great kid he is to coach and how he's improved so much since coming back. And then they come out with this rule that, well, because you're a transfer and your parents don't live here, you can't compete. Now
his parents own a home there.
So. They own a home. They kept the home while they were gone. And so, and mom's coming back this week, and I'm sure there was a guardian or other family people looking after him, but this looks like a bright young man who does well in the classroom, and he's obviously doing really well on the track, and I'm sure would love to leverage that to do more in college. But the statement from the WIAA, and by the way, Josh and his family are appealing this, the rules were applied correctly regarding transfers, and it begs the question, Earl, that if he was an average sprinter or a good sprinter, would they even care? But it's another case of the WIAA, shall we say, leaning too much towards the influence of these bigger high schools, the Arrowheads and the big influencers. And keeping this kid from competing. And I understand, I think today is the day that they render a decision. So we might be behind the clock. But my advice to anybody listening is, if this upsets you as much as it does me and Earl, call the WIAA at 715-344-8580. That's 715-344-8580. And just let them know that we can do better, that this is really ridiculous. And, you know, we should be helping this young man along and not creating hindrances that appear to have a certain bias. Is that fair to say?
Well, the WIAA, you know, 8 or 9 people who
inflated salaries,
who have been around, some of them 20, 25 years out of touch, who clearly think more of themselves than they should. Mm-hmm. And this whole thing, rules are rules. Not just in the case of this young man, but the WIAA and the fact that we've got this power and we want to use our power and influence, you know, probably should be reconstituted. It's been around a long time.
Yes.
And so, you know, these people get to be somebody special because they get to control the lives of people. So,
well, it's always been interesting to me, too, that they're headquartered out of Stevens Point, you know, why wouldn't a state governing body like that, and it is an NGO, it's not publicly funded, but why wouldn't they be in a more central place like Madison, like our capital? Like that, it just seems kind of peculiar to me, and it seems like an ivory tower kind of thing, but it just, again, I think there needs to be more media awareness of what this young man's going through, and
well, there is media awareness. It's on the television stations, it's in the newspaper. So, you know, the media is aware of it. The fact that the question remains whether or not, you know, WIAA is going to move off of the decision that they've made. And I don't believe they will.
Unfortunately.
Because, again, these are people who've been around a long time. Mm-hmm. And they know where their power lies. And people don't even know who the members of the WIAA are.
Right, right.
You know, the board members. So, you know.
That's true. I had to look at when we were lobbying the WIAA to move Waukesha North and South out of the Classic 8 for football because they're largely mismatched. I had to look at their 990 to find out who's on their board. And I think it was probably dated by 2 years. But fortunately, that turned out to be a positive result.
So this is just ridiculous. And, you know, unfortunately, this young man is probably not going to, you know.
Well, never say never, and I'll say this because I had James Santel on one of my shows, and we were talking about, and he mentioned a case where the WIA was threatened to be sued because a high school was in a basketball playoff game and a fight broke out. And
I remember that.
And they were told that they couldn't move on to the next level even though they'd won the game, and the fight wasn't their fault. And the courts found for the high school, and WIA's response was that, well, we've got these established systems, we like to take care of these things internally, and they clearly didn't, or they exercised a certain bias, and so it may not be late in the game for any type of legal ramifications or petitions, if you will.
Well, 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. I'm with Don Brown.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream. But it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online. So your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Doobie Brothers.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, the Saturday morning host of
This Week in Waukesha.
This Week in Waukesha, Don Brown, is in the studio, and he's talking about a ridiculous assessment or statement by the WIAA, a young man who, you know, you get one chance in high school and then, you know, you move on and this is, something he'll be able to remember for the rest of his life, regardless of whether he does anything more on the college level or wherever it is, you know, to get a chance to, you know, do this right now. Is important, and to deny him and his family is ridiculous. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what? Gary? All right, I don't know where he is. But you say what, man?
Well, I mean, you look at this young man's story. You look at Campbellsport, which is – it's a small town. It's not in the news a lot. And here's a young man that's putting the city on the map, and he's doing great things. And by the way, while he was gone, he was doing mission work in Africa. Like how unique, how amazing is that? And he's doing well in the classroom. He's doing amazing things on track. And the whole idea of high school sports is allow these young men and women a chance to develop as good adults. You know, whether they, it's not necessarily about this young man winning a gold medal for the U.S. someday, although that would be fantastic, but it's about him advancing his high school career at a collegiate level. And there is a direct relationship, as we know, between sports or other extracurricular activities and the success you have in the classroom and in life.
All right, let's go to Gary. Gary, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, what's up?
Yeah, Earl, I'm sorry. I got cut off.
All right.
I've dealt with the WIAA before. My son's were wrestlers and stuff like that. They do have a power thing that they like to throw around. I believe that they're going to change their mind, and this kid's going to get out there and get a chance to run, because this is, I agree, Earl, this is so stupid and so ridiculous. The kid went to Campbellsport, went on his mission trip with his parents. They're going to change their mind, because otherwise they're going to look really, really, really bad. So I think we're going to have, it's going to be positive. My personal opinion.
All right, Gary, thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, thanks. That's great to hear. I mean, and it's true. I mean, their image has to be important to them, and doing the right thing has to be important. And here's a young man that I think makes the whole state look good if he's doing well, especially again, from one of these smaller high schools. You know, there's a great story that unfortunately, and maybe fortunately, it's brought to light because of this controversy.
So, you know, the reason that I believe they're not going to change their minds is because these people who've been there, and we're talking about, you know, it's not a whole team where there are a bunch of parents and a bunch of children bringing pressure. Yeah. It's one family and one guy.
Well, but it is a team sport, and that guy's success contributes to it. So I wouldn't be surprised if more parents from that and from that school are getting involved. And as Jim Santel had said on one of my previous shows, that there could be legal ramifications for the WIAA if they're not acting accordingly, if they're not following the spirit of the law. It'd be different if they recruited this kid like a lot of Classic 8 high schools did.
So the WIAA
from another state.
The WIAA is not concerned about being sued. They've been sued a lot of times.
Sure.
And it's not the money out of their individual pockets. That's why they're pretty steadfast.
Yeah.
In most of the decisions they make. And again, these are people who've been around a long time.
Yeah.
They don't yield to pressure.
Yeah.
Very often.
Although I will say this for their credit, in recent years, they have started listening to some of these high schools. When you look at the conference realignments, I will say that some positive things have happened, and I think they're starting to get what's going on. And again, I'm not here to assassinate the WIAA, although I've had said some kind of derogatory comments. I'm for really pushing for an equitable, a just situation where they have a chance to win, to shine here, and to continue doing great things for interscholastic sports throughout the state.
Well, you know, whatever happens is going to have to happen
pretty quickly.
Yeah, why the whole thing about, you know, getting this thing to court is probably remote at best. I wish the young man and his family all the luck in the world in this. It is ridiculous that you say, you know, because his parents are doing missionary work, his mom's coming back, the dad is trying to get back, but he can't get back because of, you know, political reasons.
Yep.
And you can't see that and say, well, in this case, let's make an exception. And as they stated, the rule was put in place to stop teams from stacking.
Which is very common, especially in the Classic Eight.
Yeah, well, you know, and so that's the whole purpose and reason behind it. And they're going to use that as a criterion for why this young man can't participate.
You think of the spirit of the law. They look the other way for these other, they're bringing in kids from Texas and Georgia to play football. That if it makes our athletics look good, like, why not support this kid and make athletics in Campbell Sport and throughout the state look good? And again, it could be, this could affect any student in any part of the state for similar scenarios. So I think it's important that people speak up and let their opinion be known.
Well, you know, they've certainly got it out there. It's not under a rock.
Sure.
And so, you know, the television, print media, and now in the airwaves.
Yeah.
This story is out there. So,
And I thank you for allowing us to use your platform.
About my platform or this one, but it's on radio platforms across the state now.
Yeah, but this is the Earl Ingram Show. Let's be clear.
you say you're average. I disagree.
You can
take that in a nickel and you might be able to. You can't even get across the street with that.
Oh, I disagree. I owe you lunch, too, someday. Speaking of going across the street.
So anyway, man, thank you.
Thank you.
And to let people know the time your show is on.
7 to 9 every Saturday morning. And it's all things Waukesha, but we talk about a lot of state stuff and a lot of national things. And you're welcome to listen if you download the Civic Media app. Earl comes on the show on occasion, too, so we got to get you back on as well.
All right, that's Don Brown, so you need to turn him on. What time?
7 to 9 a.m. Saturday morning.
7 to 9 a.m. Saturday. He's always got interesting guests and topics. When we get back, 844-967-2789. I got a lot to talk about.
Thanks again, Earl.
You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the center, WRCE. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Federally funded food pantries in Wisconsin have to stop asking for identification in October. State health officials say the aim is to improve access for people who need it most. But some pantry officials wonder how they'll track demographic information or prevent food shortages. Wisconsin Republicans gathering in Appleton this weekend for the state party convention. Democrats are raising a lot more money these days, but state GOP chair Brian Schimming isn't fazed.
Their cost per vote's pretty high. They dropped over $100 million on Ron Johnson and lost. And so I always tell
money
people what's...
Money doesn't tell the whole story?
Money does not tell the whole story at all.
Schimming speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination is offering a fun outdoor running event for all ages and abilities tomorrow. Race for Grace offers a quarter-mile kids run, one-mile run walk, 5K run walk, and a 10K run beginning at the Killian Meyer Building at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. Race for Grace will begin tomorrow morning at 7:40 with the national anthem, followed by the kids' quarter-mile at 7:45, 10K at 8, 5K at 8:05, and 1 mile at 8:10. Those who have not already registered can do so at the race tomorrow morning from 6 to 7:30. Wisconsin Republicans are meeting for their state party convention this weekend in Appleton. Party Chair Brian Schimming says Wisconsin will once again be the focus of national attention. In an interview with Wisconsin Eye, Schimming said it's not hyperbole to say that Wisconsin might decide everything with a presidential race that's within a couple of points. Schimming says Republicans here are united behind former President Donald Trump, and that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're thinking about hitting the theaters this weekend for some summer movie magic, there is a lot to choose from. But this weekend, a couple of horror films are front and center. If you're looking for old-fashioned jump scares, check out The Strangers Chapter 1, but be warned, it is not reviewing all that well, which means Chapter 1 could be the final chapter. I Saw the Glow is another horror film opening, which is reviewing well with critics, but only drawing 50% from audiences. If you're looking for laughs, check out the family film If, starring Ryan Reynolds, or check out the more adult comedy Babes, about two friends whose relationship changes when one decides to have a baby after a one-night stand. Babes is pulling excellent reviews to the tune of 97% on RT. And if you feel like sitting in this weekend, there is nothing wrong with that. There's a good historical fiction series called Manhunt about the Lincoln assassination. All 7 episodes are available on Apple TV. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We are heading into a fantastic weekend. Today, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 79 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 55. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. Then on Sunday, more sunshine with a high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by writer, director, actor Bruce Jarko, and Terry Barr from Max Inc. joins the show live from the Willie Nelson concert to give us a preview of what's live in the lair on Saturday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You can never go wrong with ambrosia. You know, Calvin, are you familiar with these, what do you call them, man? They've got all these people who have been, you know, living in park and rides for a while. You know, they've got, what do you call those things, man? Campers and other things.
Yeah, I think I have heard about that. It's become a trend to, like, live in a van or your car.
Yeah, inside parking rides. And so there are people who've been, you know, living there for 2 years. You know, they've got these big camper trailers and all of that. And now they're being forced to move. And I wonder what people's thoughts are. 844-967-2789, 844-PARKING-RIDES, 967-2789. You know, park next to a line of trailers, a red Ford SUV sat in the back of the Holt Avenue Park and Ride Thursday. All of its windows were busted out, and the back seat was filled to the roof with clothes and blankets. A woman who only wanted to share her first name, Kate, said she's the vehicle's owner. Kate said Thursday someone had broken out all the windows, and she isn't sure why. It was the latest setback for Kate, who said she's been living in the Holt Avenue Park and Ride on and off for the last 4 years. Now, you know, life is cruel and it's hard in America today. And yes, it's not just in America. It's, you know, they've got people who have, you know, taken up refuge in places, parks, and everywhere else, and all over this nation. And so there's a lot of pushback now from people who are saying, you have no right to, you know, to live here. I don't know, Calvin, you probably know better than I, but people who have campers and people who have mobile homes and whatnot, there are licensed areas and places that those that they can be, right?
Yeah, as far as like a camper or a trailer, I think typically, yeah, you would go to a campground or someplace that takes them. For people who are living in more, in like personal vehicles, yeah, I don't see why it would be a problem if they're in a parking lot. That's where cars are intended to be parked, in a parking lot.
So 844-967-2789. I'm interested in your view on, you know, people who feel like there's nowhere else for them to go. These people are being turned out and they're being forced by the courts because the county owns those lots and the county is saying, hey, this is not, you're not licensed to be here legally. The county is within its rights to say that these people have no right to be there. They gave them a deadline of yesterday for people living at the park and ride to ensure all their belongings were accounted for. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation oversees the lot. And so they have demanded that these people leave. Now, there are other people who have come in now, and they're cheering this on. Hey, yeah, get out of here. You have no right to be there. And there's vandalism now starting to take place with people who say these people need to get out of there. And they did, in this case, busted up the windows to this poor woman's vehicle. I don't know, man. You know, I don't think you should be, if you own a big mobile home. And have you seen some of the sizes of some of these?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you own that thing, you know, sell it. You know, and you can, you know, make enough money off of it to rent out a place. But to say I've got a mobile home, and I don't know, those things, that some of them are as much as $100,000, Calvin.
Oh, yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah, and yet you have that, and you want to park it somewhere. Man, you can't just park that anywhere. You don't have a right to do that. And so the pressure that's being applied is pressure that people have been trying to apply for a long time now. And so for those people, you know, who are in those kinds of positions, if you have an asset like that, I'm not talking about the poor soul who's sleeping in his car, Calvin. You know, that's, to me, that's a kind of a different reality. Because if that's all you got is your vehicle, you're pretty down on your luck, right?
Well, yeah, no, that's what I was saying is, with like, if someone's in an RV or a motorhome, I can understand the city not wanting those parking lots to turn into campgrounds. But if someone's in a personal vehicle using it as intended, I don't understand why that would be a problem.
Well, 844-967-2789. Trevor Fannin, a Wisconsin Department of Transportation spokesman, said the agency would be removing abandoned property from the park and ride in an email Thursday afternoon. Fannin said the Wisconsin Department of Transportation was still in the process of identifying and labeling abandoned items. Fannin emphasized the agency, and what they're talking about abandoned items, you know, people have, you know, barbecue grills and other things. They basically set up shop in the park and rides in many places across. And here's the other side of it. They have offered people a place to stay. So if they've offered you a place to stay, and I don't know how long that's going to be, I don't think you can afford to give people, you know, places to stay unlimited, right? But they have figured out places where these people can go and stay. They don't want to because they kind of build a community. They've kind of built a community there, and they know everybody, and it's, you know, and it's friends and those kinds of things. But it clearly is another part and point where there's something going on in the nation that's really different that I haven't seen in my lifetime. And that is part of what has happened in this country and part of some things that have to be addressed. I mean, you know, this has to be addressed because it's not going anywhere. As a matter of fact, it is getting worse. Let me transition to this. President Biden. President Biden is talking about, you know, basically not reinstating the Trump era tax cuts. And he's getting a lot of fallout, Calvin. We talked about the Trump tax cuts for the wealthy many times with Sandy. And we talked about how it's added to the overall debt that the nation faces. And so President Joe Biden, is talking about, let me read a paragraph of this. And this is in today's USA Today. If there's one thing Americans can agree on, it's that we want to keep as much of our money as we can. The economy has been rough for the last few years, and Americans are feeling the squeeze. If President Joe Biden wins the 2024 election, how will he continue to handle the economy? On Friday, Biden's top economic advisor gave us a window by explaining that the administration plans for the Donald Trump's expiring tax breaks, that he will not, reinstitute those. They will be eliminated. And here's what is so mind-boggling to me. There's such a wide percentage of people who don't benefit from that. The average Joe has not and does not benefit from those major tax cuts. But Calvin, why is the average Joe upset that Joe Biden is going to not renew the tax cuts for the billionaires?
Well, I think it's probably has a lot to do with just not
understanding.
They just hear tax cuts and think, well, obviously we should pay less taxes, so that's a good thing. They don't consider who actually is going to benefit from paying less taxes, or if they themselves will even end up in reality paying less taxes.
Well, I guess at some point in time, 844-967-2789, I guess some point in time, these people somehow believe that they're going to wind up as one of those super wealthy people, and they don't want to possibly think that they should, that these people should be taxed the way they're taxed. It's clear we need to end the 2017 tax breaks. This is from Joe Biden's White House. Who could disagree with that? You know, except for those who have benefited from it. As we approach the tax debate next year, the stakes could not be higher for the fairness of our tax system and our nation's fiscal future, according to the Brookings Institute. Achieving a fair tax system also means we can't extend expiring Trump tax cuts for those whose incomes are $400,000 and above. You know, why would people think that that's something that Joe Biden is doing that is wrong, wrong-handed, and something that he's gouging the rich? 844-967-2789. You know, Sandy and I talk about this all the time. Part of why the budget deficit is so large is because we refuse to charge those who are making, $400,000 and more a year, $400,000 and more, an equitable share of the burden of the taxes for this nation. And yet, now that Joe Biden has already talked about the fact that he's going to eliminate those cuts, the fact that the average American, so many of us, are up in arms about it is amazing to me. 844-967-2789 is the number. I'm going to continue this conversation on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve.
paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Again, President Joe Biden has promised to basically, you know, not renew the tax cuts that Donald Trump instituted. And, you know, he is without question going to charge and the rich, make them pay their fair share. Donald Trump, on the other hand, is proposing even more tax cuts. And you know, again, I'm a person who, you know, certainly is far from, you know, wealthy. You can't even, if the word wealthy and Earl Ingram even came close to one another, hey man, you know, wealth would run as far away as it possibly could, because that's just not who I am. But man, I just have never understood again why the wealthy don't want to pay their fair share. And the fact that, you know, Donald Trump continues to cater to the wealthy and the average person, you know, like myself, somehow sees that as the right thing to do. This is a typical strategy of the Democrats. This is the Republicans' response to what Joe Biden is planning and Donald Trump's response. This is a typical strategy of the Democratic politicians who harbor disdain for capitalism and scorn for the ultra-rich, even though this is often based on false information. The rich do pay their fair share, and then some. The average tax rate for the top 0.1% of income earners is 33.5%, meaning just over one-third of their income is confiscated in taxes. Nobody's saying that the rich don't pay more taxes than the rest of us. It stands to reason, Calvin, if you're making $400,000 a year and you and I are making 60, you're going to pay a higher percentage of what you make into taxes. The argument is that it shouldn't be the same, right?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people don't even totally understand what a progressive tax rate even is. For the first $60,000 you make, everyone pays the same taxes, and right, then so on and so on. So if, say, the tax rate over $400,000 is 40%, you're only being taxed 40% on what you make over that threshold. I guess I don't understand why people would be upset with that.
Well, you know, they've been led down, you know, a road, and the problem with it, Calvin, is the government needs resources to run, right? We're all part of the government, right? And if the government doesn't have resources, who does that hurt? It hurts the people of the nation. Man, nobody's saying that they should take half of what people make. Biden vowed to increase the top tax rate on the wealthiest Americans to almost 40%. I'm not sure what Biden thinks rich Americans do, but they don't just make money. They also buy goods and services. If they're taxed even more, they purchase less, hire less, and spend less. This will end up hurting middle-class Americans. If he's elected and implements his tax plan, Biden will throttle the rich with taxes. Just not true, right? To say that the rich people are struggling or hurting, just not true, man. It's not true. Let's go to David from Mequon quickly. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. So you just had a guest on your program a couple days ago in regards with the Federal Reserve.
That's correct.
And so what's happening here is this. So if you look, the last few stimulus, including under the Trump regime as well, you had all trillions and trillions of additional dollars that were created out of thin air, okay? You had the American Rescue Act. You had the chips, you know, for Microsoft, companies like Microsoft. That was almost $400 billion. You got money going towards the green energy movement, hundreds of billions of dollars. We got literally, like, I think with Ukraine, we're up to almost like $300 billion. And change now in money that we've given them. And what's happening is, if you look again at the revenue side, the revenue has gone up. It's actually not gone down. The problem is the spending. The biggest problem is the spending. We are just exponentially, it's the interest on the debt now is actually surpassed, defense, which is it's the second biggest ticket item now, the interest and the debt. And what's happening is that's eventually going to crowd out all the other things that we actually are paying for. So what Joe Biden had proposed, now keep in mind, inflation is a tax. We all feel it. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. We all feel it because, again, inflation doesn't care if you're poor or rich.
Hey, Dave, inflation is global, right?
It is global, but the difference is how do you reduce the inflation? And that's the trick.
Yeah, well, which is what President Biden has been doing, right? 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll preview Sitten de Mai in Stoughton, a Norwegian fest. Also, Willie Nelson's in Madison, all that and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.